The new Coalition for a Compassionate Utah is made up of 11 nonprofit and advocacy groups, including Voices for Utah Children, the League of Women Voters, Equality Utah, and the Alliance for a Better Utah. The Alliance's Marianne Martindale says she believes the coalition brings a whole new set of voices to the governor's attention that don't typically get involved in healthcare advocacy.
We have a broad reach. We have constituents and supporters and family and friends, and those are people that we're reaching out to say, you know, Governor Herbert, this is actually everyone's issue.
Governor Herbert says he hasn't ruled out a full expansion of Medicaid benefits, and he's still weighing all of his options. He says he could make a decision by the end of the year. Karen Crompton is the president of Voices for Utah Children. She says the fact that he hasn't said no already is good news.
There were a number of states right out of the box that said no, and not so politely either. So I still think he's open. I wish he'd make up his mind and say yes, of course. But the fact that it's still on the table is an opportunity for us to weigh in.
Leaders of the organizations in the coalition say they are worried that if the governor doesn't expand Medicaid benefits, there will be thousands of Utahns that fall into a coverage gap. These people won't qualify for Medicaid or subsidies in the federal health insurance marketplace. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.